USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Biden administration is quickly acting to help one of the six states struck by deadly tornadoes on Friday night. The hardest hit was Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear says a disaster declaration was quickly approved.
We've now been granted the immediate federal state of emergency. It is rare. It was granted incredibly quickly, and we are grateful to Homeland Security, to FEMA, and to President Biden himself.
Meanwhile, crews in Illinois continue to search the rubble of an Amazon warehouse for those unaccounted for after that was destroyed by a Friday night tornado. At least six people died when the roof collapsed there, and there are several still unaccounted for. A new ABC News Ipsos poll finding 69% of the people surveyed are not happy with the president's handling of inflation. And this is USA Radio News.
Thank you!
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken backing up President Biden's claims that he was very tough with Russian President Vladimir Putin on a recent video call in which Biden says he stressed that the U.S. is ready to respond with economic consequences and even NATO and military consequences should there be a military escalation between Russia and Ukraine. Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday, Blinken said,
"We are looking at and we are prepared to take the kinds of steps we've refrained from taking in the past that would have massive consequences for Russia."
Journalist Chris Wallace is joining a rival news network from where he's been for years. The longtime host of Fox News Sunday is now going to be part of the new CNN Plus streaming service. He'll host a weekday show, but more information is going to be released at a later date, they say. The announcement coming not long after Wallace hosted his final edition of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol now detailing its case for why Mark Meadows should be held in contempt of Congress. A 51-page document was released on Sunday, laying out in detail what the committee says it has done to try to obtain documents and testimony from the chief of staff of the former president, Donald Trump. It also noted Meadows' promise to appear, but says he has, quote, now reversed course and resumed his contemptuous behavior. The I word is of great concern when it comes to the U.S. economy. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The inflation crisis in America continues to worsen. Consumer prices have jumped 6.8% over the past year. That's according to a new report released Friday. This is the highest inflation rate the country has seen in nearly 40 years. President Joe Biden says his Build Back Better plan will decrease inflation, but many Republicans disagree. Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso joined Sunday Morning Futures to discuss why.
This will break the back of the American people with taxes, with spending, with all of the mandates. People will end up paying more for just about everything. It will make inflation worse.
I'm Tim Berg.
Remember, you can find us online anytime as well. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.